Welcome to the Knuckle Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday series sponsored by Health IQ. Remember, Health IQ is an insurance agency that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, all those people that competed at the Winter Olympics, and all of you other exercise enthusiasts out there, helps us get lower rates on our life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/NOBS to support the show and learn more about the great healthy fitness-related life insurance quotes from Health IQ. Today's show is another great one in our Fitness Friday series. We've got some excellent Fitness Friday news about nutrition, and remember to check out the Health IQ quiz where you'll learn things like, well, speaking of nutrition, did you know that sour, tart cherries will decrease inflammation and muscle damage? They'll decrease both inflammation and decrease muscle damage, which improves endurance for aerobic performance. You need to eat about 40 cherries to get the benefit, but it's there. And now on to our Fitness Friday news.
The Knuckle Better Show Fitness Friday news.
Welcome to Fitness Friday News. You know, as a fitness guy, I try and eat healthy, but I have to tell you, I have dietitian friends and they tell me about their non-GMO organic produce purchases, and I'm really glad that fruits and vegetables made it to their homes, but do I think more of them for selecting food that's organic or non-GMO? Not really. I am what I have termed a pro-choice food guy. My main concern is the consumption of a well-balanced diet, inclusive of all the nutrients needed to build and maintain a healthy body. When it comes to organic, GMO, and other such criteria, I really think that's a personal decision, and not everyone agrees. When perusing the internet and listening to chats and podcasts about health advocates, I find that many believe it's a black and white choice. I encounter a lot of fitness people, health bloggers, other fitness professionals pushing organic, free-range, or non-GMO foods as the only and better choice. I also see health advocates pushing GMO-filled and conventional foods as the only choice. The internet is filled with harsh words, judgments, and even bullying between these two extreme beliefs. We have all seen it. These two groups are so concerned that their way is the best way that they often forget that we are on the same team. We'll be right back with the rest of our Fitness Friday news in just a minute. But, as I say, do not touch that dial. Speaking of health, nutrition, and fitness, as I mentioned, the Not Old Better Show is proudly sponsored by Health IQ. All the Not Old Better Show audience knows what a fitness fan I am, with yoga, cardio, stretching, and weightlifting part of my daily routine. We've talked about it here a lot. With my love of fitness, I found a life insurance agency who loves fitness too and rewards those of us who exercise and lead healthy lifestyles with exclusive, special, and lower rates. Health IQ tells me that their customers save between 4 and 33% on their life insurance. Health IQ can do that because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease compared to people who are inactive. And it makes sense, right? Like saving money on your car insurance for being a good driver, Health IQ saves you money on your life insurance for living a health-conscious lifestyle. Trustpilot gives Health IQ a 9.6 out of 10 rating. Health IQ factors in low heart rate, BMI, or body mass index, the body's percentage of fat, and gym membership, which helps with rates and qualifying. These are real advantages, according to Health IQ. Check out Health IQ's testimonials from USA Racquetball, US Master Swimming, American Trail Runners Association, and many others. They are really great. And, as I say before, check out the Health IQ quiz, which is eye-opening and really fun to do. That's healthiq.com/NOBS. Check out Health IQ for more details and mention the Not Old Better Show. Thanks. And now back to our Fitness Friday news. Really, health professionals and health advocates want to help people lead healthier lives. A conventional apple is certainly healthier than an organic cupcake, and an organic strawberry is healthier than a cupcake made with GMOs. Research shows that there is no nutritional difference between organic and conventional foods. The nutrient density in produce, for example, varies based on numerous factors, including weather conditions and state of ripeness, not whether it's organic or conventionally grown. Further, a recent study, 2016 study, found that the cost of organic deters low-income individuals from purchasing fruits and vegetables. Even worse, the study participants reported that messaging from consumer advocacy groups created fear around purchasing conventional produce. As a result, they didn't purchase any produce at all. Study after study has shown the benefits of fruit and vegetable consumption. We'll put links up in on the website in the show notes. So whether folks are choosing organic, conventional, ugly, or local produce, they're far better off than eating none at all. Further, the latest dietary guidelines for Americans found that 85% of Americans do not meet the recommendations for daily fruit intake, while 90% do not meet the recommendations for daily vegetable intake. Within this battle of organic versus conventional and GMO versus non-GMO, the message is lost, and the public, we're confused. I experienced this confusion when I talked to some medical professionals probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. A bunch of medical people, doctors, nurses, they went on about the food insecurity of students within the various local school districts. These wonderful people were using their own pocket money to purchase food and snacks who came to school hungry. So these are really great people. One lovely nurse, just this great person, she raised her hand and she said that parents that she knew were inquiring if they should select non-GMO foods for their families. To me, the answer should be, it doesn't matter as long as the food provides the nourishment your children need. Children shouldn't go hungry, and the priority for any child is eating a well-balanced diet, which includes fruit, vegetables, whole grains, protein, and dairy. As for farmers, for the past 10 years, I know that as I go to fruit stands and co-ops and farmers markets, you know, I've seen these farm tours, and they really teach you kind of firsthand how food is grown in our country. I've met a lot of these farm families who work tirelessly growing the food that feeds our nation. Many of these farmers implement sustainable practices using natural resources in order to grow food as efficiently as possible. Some of these farmers choose to grow both organic and conventional food in order to meet consumer demands. Does this mean that half their crop is good while the other half is bad or unhealthy? I just think the entire concept of that is irrational. So bottom line, where you spend your food dollar is a personal decision. No one can or should decide for you or judge what you choose to buy. If you're trying to lead a healthier life, the most important thing is to select a well-balanced diet filled with fruit, vegetables, lean protein, dairy, and whole grains. That is tough enough just by itself. So get out there and choose right and choose what is balanced. Hey, and thanks again, everybody. You know, to learn more about nutrition, check out our website. And you know what? Please keep up your encouraging, advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. You got to keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. And thanks again to Health IQ. Join me for our next show, another great one, as we talk about better, the Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.